What up, what up? This is your boy XP, and I'm keeping it real as always. And I just want people to understand because, you know, they be like, what's the name of your show? Is it just keeping it real? No, my show is Keeping It Real and Black. The reason why I call it that, because I guess because it's my show, you know, just want to keep it real and black, you know, because people we have a little flavor and stuff, you know, I like to throw my little, you know, taste into it. So I speak how I feel, you know, so it's whatever. Like I tell people, if you don't like what I'm saying, don't listen to me, just get the fuck off and go about your life, your miserable little life, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, whatever, just don't judge me, just be happy that I'm out here speaking the truth for you people. You know, I'm out here for you, folks. I work for you. So, I'm just keeping it real, of course, but what's good? I mean, I don't know. There's nothing new out here. I just seen a crazy-ass story about this family of that had 11 kids. Listen to me now. They kept them trapped in the house. 11 children. The parents kept them trapped in the house. Hardly fed them. And here's the crazy thing, they got me. They have two dogs. The parents was taking great, great care of those dogs, but fuck the family. You know, the parents just like had them locked up, chained up to their beds and everything, and it blew my mind. Like, what kind of monsters would do something that horrific to their kids? You know, have them locked up and chained. That's just blew my mind. I couldn't imagine. And the crazy thing was, the reason why they was making so many kids, because they wanted their own TV show. So I guess they wanted to be like Kate Plus Eight and all those crazy shows with the kid, with the family, the story about the family that have hella kids and stuff. So I mean, shit, they on the news now, so I guess they got what they wanted. I mean, from what I know, one of the kids escaped, hurried up and called 911 to notify them, you know, what was going on in the house. Police went and got them and arrested the parents. And, you know, my heart goes out for all those kids. I mean, dang, don't be making 11 babies and you just want to lock them in the cage. They human beings too, you know. Shit don't make no sense. And this is white shit. This is what I call white shit. That's shit white people do. We can't, damn, at least we won't lock up our own kids and chain them up to the beds and shit. That don't make no sense. Or at least be hollering or something, you know, for help. Like, that don't make no sense at all, man. I don't have no sympathy for those parents. I hope they rot in jail for a long time. Yeah, I really hope they do. And I just hope the kids, you know, go to therapy, you know, pray, go to church, you know, get over this crazy situation, because it's not right. You can't just lock kids up and expect not to pay the price. I don't know, man. We got to get... America, we got to get right. We got to do this right. We just have to. We just need to come together as one and just, you know, make America colorful again. As you can see, you get what I'm saying? Not make America great again, because all the racist people love to hear that shit. No, we want to make America colorful again. Right? And that's all I have to say. I just, my heart just hurts for those kids. I really do. And no kid should live locked up like an animal, but you want to fucking take care of the dogs like them. Motherfucker, fuck them dogs. Them are your real kids that's locked up. Little two dogs, they could have fend for the little. Don't make no sense. 11 kids, and you lock them all up. And that don't make no sense at all. No sense. They need to make a law about this shit. Social services need to keep an eye on people who have a lot of kids like that, and keep an eye on kids like that, on parents, you know, because that don't make no sense. But, you know, I'm out, folks. You know, just want to make another episode, of course, again. And, you know, I'm XP. I'm keeping it real. Call in if you got any questions, concerns. Not being racist, not at all. Just saying. Nah, I'm not just saying, I'm just keeping it real. And I'm out.